Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Megan Lynch. I'm Tom Ackerman. It's 9:06 on Total Information AM. Our next guest was born with a condition that led to the amputation of his foot as a preschooler. Carter Airey has been a competitive athlete for years, but just a few years ago shifted to a completely new sport. He is now climbing the world ranks in adaptive golf. Carter Airey, welcome to KMOX. How are you?
Good morning, y'all. Good. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So I first want to talk about your health challenges and the time you spent at Shriners in St. Louis. I know you have spoke glowingly about the group at Shriners.
Yeah, dude. When I was born, the doctors recognized that there's a bit of a height difference, length difference in my right femur. That quickly led the doctor down here in Columbia, Missouri, to tell my mom and dad, just, hey, there's Shriners over in St. Louis. You guys need to, you know, check them out. And they, you know, drove over there and the story kind of started there, but, you know, dozens of surgeries, operations, long stays, and you're exactly right. Glowing reviews and memories is basically, you know, all I remember about my time there. So super special place to us.
It's interesting that you say that, Carter, because I think a lot of us might think, well, you know, a kid who grew up with multiple surgeries and multiple trips to the hospital might not have great feelings about being there. What was it about the experience that ended up kind of inspiring you and propelling you?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? The amount of trauma that my family, you know, that I went through, that my parents went through, all of it, it's just, I don't know. It's just a special place. You walk in, you're part of a family. You know, you get met by the clowns and just the personalities there and how everybody just open arms, and it's just top to bottom. You come out of surgery and you're met with the happiest humans. Hey, what, you know, just giving you everything in the world that you could ask for. And I don't know. I don't know how they do it, to answer your question, but it comes back to just the people that I'm sure they hire and focus on hiring, and just the atmosphere they've built is super special.
You know, I mentioned that you've been a competitive athlete for years. You dropped Columbia, Missouri there in the conversation earlier. You're not only competitive, an All-American at the University of Missouri, and played with Team USA wheelchair basketball. What an experience that must have been.
Yeah, and it kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't know anything about wheelchair basketball. I was a multi-sport athlete growing up with a prosthetic leg. Was always super competitive, travel ball for basketball and baseball my whole life. Was always a gifted athlete. So I didn't really look into the adaptive sports world. And honestly, in the 90s and the early 2000s, adaptive sports hadn't really taken off yet. That's been a super recent thing. But the story is, my roommate at the time was a student at the University of Missouri, and I wanted to play some pickup basketball. And so what I did, you know, a couple times a week is borrow his student ID for Missouri so I could go play at the rec center, play some pickup basketball, because I always knew there was, you know, good games going on there. And one day the wheelchair basketball coach saw my prosthetic leg, literally ran down to the courts, because that's where the program is housed out of. And he said, hey, have you ever considered wheelchair basketball? I said, no, hadn't heard of it. And he's like, I'll get you a chair. And that was our first shoot around. He mentioned the travel, the scholarship opportunities. It's one of seven universities that offer scholarships for wheelchair basketball. And at the time I was delivering pizzas at Domino's. So I transitioned. I 180'd my whole life. Once he mentioned Team USA being a long shot possibility, he didn't realize I kind of focused on those words as much as I did, because that changed everything. But I dreamt of being a Team USA athlete, and you know, when I was young. And I just worked my butt off, to be honest with you, for years to catch up with the athletes that have been playing wheelchair basketball their whole lives. And, you know, just beat myself into the ground trying to catch up and be as good as I could be. And it led to, like you said, All-American and Player of the Year honors, getting, you know, invites to Colorado Springs for the USA Team USA tryouts, all that. It was a crazy whirlwind situation. It was very cool.
Talk about how you got introduced to golf. I understand that it was your wife who introduced you to the sport.
Yeah. So I, growing up, you know, your dad has an extra couple of, you know, bag of clubs, and I play with him a couple times here and there, but the real introduction happened with my wife. Yeah. So I was done with basketball, done with sports. After I retired from that, I kind of put sports to the side, and it was actually on the U.S. or on the golf channel. The U.S. Adaptive Open was on TV, and me and my wife just looked at each other watching it. We're like, hey, these guys, they have prosthetic legs. They're on golf channel. What is that? And so we start Googling it, and Laura and my wife is, you know, college golfer and former college golfer and, you know, lifetime golfer. And she's like, hey, I can, like, let's go for it. Like, do you want to learn? Do you want to make a run at this? And I was like, well, yeah, but those guys are pretty good. It's going to take a couple of years to kind of catch up. And same type of situation. I just beat myself into the ground, supported my wife, and, you know, a lot of hours. And this last year was kind of the first year we kind of made a schedule. Had companies willing to put their name on my chest and hat, and we just kind of made a full go at it. And it was a extremely fun year, and you know, qualified for the major tournaments I wanted to qualify for, including that Adaptive Open on the Golf Channel, which is crazy enough. That's only 3 years ago. So it was very cool. But like I said, a lot of support and a lot of work.
I bet it was a lot of work. That is incredible. How did Laura push you to be great?
You know, she's not the type to push. She's the type to support and encourage. And she kind of lets, you know, I'm the one that kind of pushes myself, I guess you want to say, to make the long hours work. And, you know, but her role is really the technique, and allowing me to, you know, after we have two kids, we both have full-time jobs. Laura runs her own business. I mean, after those two kids go down around 8:30, you know, every night for months straight, I would run over and practice on my father-in-law's simulator and try to play catch up and fine tune and come home with the notes of what I was doing and what was going on and hear her, what she had to say, and guide me in a certain way that now I'd work on the next night. So a ton of support.
I'm wondering if, based on what happened with basketball and the burnout you experienced, if you're approaching this in a different way to try to avoid that again.
Yeah, I like, yeah, exactly. That's a huge part for us. It was a comet situation. I mean, I think I played the sport in total, 6 years. That's how quick the burnout happened, but it was something that we don't want to, we're handling this much differently. Like you said, it's a lot of mindfulness. It's, you know, working with a company down here in Columbia, Helium, that focuses on, mindfulness, utilizing technology, and just really handling it a different way. Because first and foremost, we're parents. And second, you know, we have full-time careers that we're deep into. And the golf is a good way for us to, you know, it allows us to go into a different part of a relationship that we wouldn't have had, right? It's a caddy player relationship. It's a manager player relationship. It's opening up new conversations that we would have never had. And it strengthened our relationship to, I mean, as you can imagine, in a whole different way. It's just super cool, but we are handling it in a much more healthy way, top to bottom.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On that note, what would you say to kids who are dealing with physical challenges? What would your message be to them?
Man, so this is a big one for me. I I grew up being a Shriners kid was awesome, and having people around and saying, go for it. You know, here's some options for some clinics and that type of thing. But I didn't see anybody like me, you know, on stations, you know, with you guys, Tom May, like KOMX or posters or on TV or, you know, any commercials. I mean, it's just crazy cool how adaptive athletics has kind of taken off. So it's just, you know, my whole, you know, when I was in basketball, it was a different thing. I was much younger. I had an attitude problem, probably a little bit more, you know, testosterone and ego with it. And I was very, very selfish in a lot of ways. But when you get older, you kind of realize, hey, it's your time to kind of get involved and give back and show the younger generation kind of what's possible. And that's, you know, a big part of, you know, what I'm trying to do at this point is try to contact and get a hold of these young athletes that might be dealing with a physical disability and be like, hey, these are my records at Mizzou for wheelchair basketball. Why don't you go break those? Or, hey, this is, you know, let's dig in on golf. You know, play around. Like, let's, you know, here's this, and this, and let's see how we can get you out there and get you ready for it. It's just cool to connect with the younger athletes that probably are great athletes that aren't at 100% against other normal athletes. They need adaptive athletics to be on 100% playing ground against them. That's what it offers. It you know, it literally adapts these high-level athletes and puts them on a level playing field. It's super cool. It's super impactful. And it allows the high-level athletes, actually the room to compete at whatever highest level they want to take it.
Carter, thank you so much for sharing your story and coming on with us this morning.
Yeah, had a blast, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah. Appreciate it.
We wish you the best in your golf career.
Thank you so much.
Carter, that is awesome. For more information, you can visit ShrinersChildrens.org.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.